Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, as two-time Ambie nominees, I think it's true what they say. It's an honor just to be nominated. And I will also say it's even more true that it is so much better to win.
Yeah, especially when you're wearing basketball shorts.
I knew it. I knew you were.
Basketball shorts.
So on Tuesday, the nominations for the 95th Annual Academy Awards were announced. And as usual, there were some major surprises, including a first-time nomination for one of our favorite actors here at Rich and Daily.
Yeah, so anybody who can appear on The Real Housewives one minute and then score an Oscar nomination the next has range. And that's
truly,
talent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some would say that's chic, Dorit, looking at you. But in addition to the feel-good noms, there were, of course, plenty of snubs, and that's what people are actually really talking about.
I mean, it's just like the Ambies, you know? Like, we want to know who should have gotten an award or should have gotten nominated and didn't.
Like, who showed up looking their best, you know? That's something.
And who showed up looking like they just came off the street courts of New York City?
The street courts. That is a thing.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skedmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, January 26th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Give me that hot sauce. Good morning, everybody. We've been awake all night getting ready for this moment. And we're so excited, so honored, so over-caffeinated to reveal the nominations for the 95th Oscars. And I know there's a lot of people who can't wait for us to get started. So without further ado, here are the nominees.
So on Tuesday, Riz Ahmed and Allison Williams were up at the crack of dawn on the West Coast to announce the nominations for the 95th Annual Academy Awards. And as usual, there were plenty of surprises, some that were good and some that were not great.
Among the good surprises, 16 out of the 20 people who were nominated are first-time nominees, and those 16 actors really run the gamut. Like, you got some newbies like Paul Mescal for After Sun, and then there are some veteran actors who've been around for decades. Like we said, one of our faves around here, Jamie Lee Curtis, was nominated for Everything Everywhere All at Once. These Oscars are shaping up to be historic on another front. For the first time ever, a record 4 nominations were handed out to Asian actors, which sounds like the lowest number of all time.
The fact that that's a record.
I know. That's like 4? So to give them their props, those Asian actors were Hong Chow, who received one for her performance in The Whale. And then Everything Everywhere All at Once got 3 nominations for acting, which went to Stephanie Hsu, Ki-hee Kwan, and Michelle Yeoh. So Michelle made a separate bit of history. She is actually the first Asian woman to ever be nominated for Best Actress.
Yeah, just real
amazing.
Quick. This is the 95th Oscars.
I know.
And this is the first time. Like, this is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And
I would love to just clunk the heads of every Academy head 95 years ago up till now and be like, what the hell, guys? Come on, do better.
I'm sure some of them have been there since the beginning. Would not surprise me.
So they started when they were one?
No, I'm not saying. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
That'd be so stupid.
That is actually really fair. Okay, so let's talk about the not so pleasant surprises, which of course means snubs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were expecting Danielle Deadwyler to get nominated for Best Actress for her performance in the movie Till, but of course she was not nominated. And then a lot of people are pissed that Viola Davis wasn't nominated for The Woman King. That's the one I see the most people upset about, I think.
Yeah. I can't watch Till just because that kind of subject matter is too much for me, but it kills me. Like, from what I've read about the performance, it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
These are quality actors. Why are they not getting nominated?
No, I could not agree with you more.
Obviously, scoring an Oscar nomination is a huge career milestone, and it's got to be a thrilling experience. I know I've practiced many times my reaction for when I get the call, similar to an Emmy nomination, I assume. Maybe a little bit different, just a little bit different, but mostly the same. And based on the reactions of some of this year's nominees, they seem to be enjoying every last second of it, as they should, especially the cast of Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Like we mentioned, our girl Jamie Lee Curtis scored her first nomination, which is crazy because her career has spanned like 4 decades. Like, how has she not been nominated?
I know. I was like, there's no way this is right. And it was right.
I mean, maybe once they saw Christmas with the Cranks, they were like, let's give it a breather. Not her best. On her Instagram, she posted pictures of her shocked face the moment she found out she was nominated. And she wrote in all caps, "This is what surprise looks like."
I love her.
For her historic nomination, Michelle Yeoh released a statement saying that she straight up burst into tears after she found out. And she added, "It really makes you feel that there are moments of true goodness in the world where unique art is celebrated." And right after he got the news he was nominated, Michelle's castmate, Kihi Kwan, called into Good Morning America to share his excitement.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, Chris, it feels incredible. I've always loved watching the Oscars. Every single year, I would imagine what it feels like to be in that room. But for that dream, that dream only existed in my imagination. So for this to be really happening, I am ecstatic.
This was so cute. He was like so excited. I don't know. You could just like hear the genuine excitement. It was really sweet.
This contrasted with like people that have been nominated so many times. It's just like I know it's like whatever it is, but I just love when people who have never been nominated get nominated.
Me too. I mean, especially someone like Jamie Lee Curtis, who has been doing this for so long, like she's still genuinely excited by something like this is nice.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis is that ever since that meme went around of her celebrating Michelle winning the Golden Globe is just like, she is just peak human.
Yeah, she really
peak
is.
Peak human.
I love her.
So as great as it is that we're recognizing first-time nominees and more Asian actors, still not enough Asian actors. This is still the Oscars, so there's going to be controversy and anger over snubs, and this year is no different. Why change things?
Right.
Once again, despite some impressive work out there, there were no women nominated for the Best Director Award.
I know. This is like, stop it. Enough.
Like, come on, enough. Clowns.
Yeah, a lot of clowns. In spite of her film Women Talking opening to rave reviews and getting nominated for Best Picture, Sarah Pauly did not get a nom for Best Director, which is rare for the director of a Best Picture nominated film to not get nominated.
I don't, it's like, how is that? How?
Yeah.
Those two don't compute.
I know. And even though The Woman King holds a 94% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and has made almost $100 million, its director Gina Prince-Bythewood was also snubbed by the Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And after the nominations came out, the organization Women in Film Los Angeles released a statement criticizing the Academy for shutting out women filmmakers. And they said, "Once again, Academy voters have shown that they don't value women's voices. An Academy Award is more than a gold statue. It's a career accelerator that can lead to continued work and increased compensation," which is a really good point.
Yeah.
That maybe I didn't consider.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, I still remember when back in the DVD days and Blockbuster and Hollywood Video days where like you'd have a DVD and then they would win or they'd be nominated. Yes. And then the DVD covers would change to like Oscar nominated or Oscar winning. Yeah. So it's just like, it does. It's like, you know, getting awards at work.
They used to have like sections set up, I think, like award women, award nominated or award winning films. Like,
yeah.
I mean, and I mean, look at us. After we won that first AMBY.
Yeah. Our careers have absolutely exploded.
Yeah. Like, good luck getting a table ahead of me at any restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, it helps you never go to restaurants, but yeah, totally. Sentiments there.
Yeah, semantics.
So once again, no female director nominations. But on the flip side, there were some positive trends this year.
Yeah.
Brooke, what are your thoughts generally about this year's Oscar nominations?
The same as every year. The Oscars to me are so pretentious.
They are. I can't wait to go.
I can't wait to go and win and say something so stupid on stage to make it less pretentious. I don't know. I just feel like it's like one thing or the other. It's never like everything's moving in a positive direction. It's like, oh, some things are fine, but we still suck in this area.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I always take these things with a grain of salt. They're just, they are what they are.
Award shows, I'm saying this fully acknowledging that I love them for me. Like, I want to be nominated. I want to win. I want to go to these.
Yeah,
but they're such circle jerks.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, I agree. Like, it's not that hard to just, or maybe it is. Maybe it is for the Academy, but it doesn't seem like it's that hard to be inclusive when it comes to recognizing true, authentic, great talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. It's just, it's not contained just in white men.
Mm.
And it's like, you know what? Like, I want to see more diversity. I always want to see more diversity.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's like, it's the same song and dance every year.
I know. Yeah.
So
it is.
Once they have us host.
Right.
That'll be the trend. Things will start really turning around.
Yeah. That's why we're not hosting the AMBYs, so that our schedules could open up.
Yep.
Or something like this.
Mm-hmm. Marketing did call and say, hey, we got to keep you guys free for the Oscars. So,
yeah.
No AMBYs host. We'll find some lame actor.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.